Hello everybody, my name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to be doing a follow-up on the last video we did on Steve Dace. And in this video, we're going to talk about how Steve Dace's co-host is calling James White a false teacher. Now, this has me in the odd position of defending James White, and I will circle the wagons for James White because the reasons why James White is being called a false teacher are so illegitimate that I must circle the wagons for James White here. And that's what we're going to do in this video. But first, I want you to know Evangelical Dark Web is a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry. You can support our work over at our Patreon-like system at evangelicaldarkweb.org/join. We also have, our exciting new book, Winning Not Winsome. It is out for sale on Amazon.com, linked in the description below, the Kindle version. But you can pre-order the paperback, or you can become a patron to get the paperback mailed and signed to you. So, we also have a free newsletter. Check that out. But the least you can do, like and subscribe. Least you can do. So I wrote this article over the weekend. Steve Dace show co-host calls James White a false teacher. Now this has gotten a lot of attention. James White said something. We're going to go into what James White said that ultimately got him anathematized by Todd Erzin, who's the co-host on the Steve Dace show. Todd Erzin is a Catholic, and for a while I thought he was relatively based for a Catholic, but that's not really the case because he's articulated an affirmation of co-redemptrix theology, which is completely effeminate, in my opinion. And it's not official Catholic dogma either. So he chose to believe that. It's not official dogma. But anyway, and it's definitely heresy, by the way. So James White said, well, I won't be able to comment on the AI-generated Turin image till next week. So this week. As far as on the DL, so here's a brief observation. Catholicism thrives on signs, miracles, and externals. Marian apparitions, miracles associated with saints, and this kind of stuff, the Shroud of Turin, bones of saints, and the long, sordid, absurd history of relics, is not just on the side, it is definitional of Roman Catholic piety and experience. May I suggest a reason? The scriptures have been removed from their role as voice of the shepherd by the monotone of the voice of the church, the followers of Christ who find his Lord's voice in his word will not be looking for images of Mary in corn tortillas or branches of the yucca plant or in the water stains on a mirrored window of an ugly duckling used car dealership in Florida as below, because he or she has no need for such things. So, James White's saying a lot here, and I agree with pretty much most of it. I think relics are cool, though. I'm not going to lie. You go to a museum, I like seeing relics. The last museum I went to was the Bass Pro Shops Museum, and that was pretty cool to see the stuff that they had there, the relics that they had there. Now, they weren't religious relics, but I think relics are cool. Yeah, there are a lot of things that could be fake. That's true. No doubt about that. But James White's making a pretty broad point about Catholicism here, in that they do have a lot of things about signs, miracles. Hey, this statue leaked and there's a miracle here. It's been parodied a lot, on The Simpsons and other things. So it's kind of pretty expected. Marian apparitions, again, Catholics, have some sort of holy sites. I'm not sure if they're official holy sites, dedicated to the appearances, the supposed appearances of Mary. I believe there's one in Portugal, somewhere else in the Iberian Peninsula. So Catholics have these. As a Protestant, I would, I don't believe that Mary has made any apparitions. I think that's pretty demonic, and actually, but again, Catholicism thrives on this. James White is right, and he's not even disputing the Shroud of Turin here. He's not actually weighing in on that. Now, maybe he doesn't believe it's authentic. I don't know if it's authentic or not. I'd like it to be real. I think it'd be valuable if it's real. But it's not necessary to the faith that it is, because it's just not. Christianity was true before we knew what a shot of Turin is, and it's going to be true after, you know, it's debunked or not. So, James White said that. I thought it was pretty clear. I thought it was pretty basic because, yeah, there's been a lot of, hey, this is shaped like Mary, therefore it's a miracle. And it's like, no. And then Todd Erzin, you know, came over the top rope and attacked him and basically called him, you know, a false teacher. So Todd Erzin called him a false teacher for that. He got ratioed heavily by James White for that, who did, you know, ask for a debate. James White wanted to open a dialogue. Now, James White, bit of a debate me bro at times, but that's who he is, you know. I don't know if Todd Erzin knows that, but I do know that about James White. But I don't blame James White for trying to open a dialogue, because he's debated many Catholics before, and, you know, Todd Erzin is a big boy, and he should probably man up behind his words, but that's not what happens here. He said, had the day off, come back to find you begging for attention like a money changer in the temple. Good thing I got a whip of cords for your juvenile blasphemy. You don't need debate. You need to be taught a lesson. Your magic acts work as well as the COVID jab. Again, he's basically comparing James White to Anthony Fauci, which is an egregious comparison by all means. Like, you don't have to like James White to agree that calling him a false teacher over what he said about Catholicism is basically anathematizing all Protestants who hold to distinctions against from Catholicism, from the papacy. As far as I know, no Protestants believe in Marian apparitions. And I don't believe any Protestants actually believe in, you know, Immaculate Conception either. Now, Todd Erzin did lie about that earlier this week and misrepresented the claims of various reformers, because John Calvin did not believe in, you know, Immaculate Conception. And increasingly, as the Reformation went on, things like perpetual virginity quickly become a secondary issue. And then now it's obviously a minority opinion among Protestants. So, I think it's absurd to call James White a false teacher over this. Now, if you have something else that you beef with James White over, you know, have at it. You know, I don't think James White's a false teacher. I just don't have the evidence to conclude that he's a false teacher. But, you know, I haven't done the research on it. But I'm inclined to say no. I'm inclined to give James White the benefit of the doubt, even though he is a boomer. And that is, you know, basically what drives most of his bad takes, including on the Crusades, including on, you know, anonymous account. Was he the one who went after anonymous accounts? He's definitely gone on, you know, tried to scold people for liking memes, you know, recently. So, you know, there's a lot of reasons why, you know, I'm not a James White follower, but calling him a false teacher over basic Protestant distinctives, is this where the Steve Dace Show wants to go? And I honestly think the answer is kind of yes. He's allowing this. Steve Dace can't be that oblivious to his co-host being antagonistic against evangelicals who represent the majority of his audience by and large. You know, his is a show that appeals to evangelicals, and your co-host is attacking evangelicals, including past guests. He's attacked Protestia, even though they use Protestia's content. They've favorably lauded them on the show until recently, because they have gone a lot more woke this year. Lizzie Marbach, someone else who was a guest on the show, treated like trash by Todd over basic Protestant distinctives. So if your co-host is going after Protestants, and you, again, one of the most influential Christian news commentary podcast out there, not Christian news, but Christian worldview news, that's a bad sign. That's a bad trajectory for the show. And, you know, that type of behavior needs to be kept in line. Because he does represent the brand. You can't really you can't separate the art from the artist in this case, because he's a co-host. He's yoked to the Steve Dace Show, and Steve Dace shouldn't tolerate the Jezebel. So that's where I'll leave off on that. My name is Resident Evangelical Dark Web, and apparently I'm circling the wagons for James White because, you know, Protestants got to stick together sometimes. Anyway, have a blessed day. Stay based, Christ is King, and we will catch you on the next one.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.